This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
September 2018, and we are on the air the live way, which is better than the
the dead way.
The dead way, right, exactly. Doug Steffen, Victoria is suffering from some kind of, she did something over the weekend. She worked some gig and has no voice. I hope she had her voice during the gig anyway. Jennifer Horan, however, is here, stalwart and alive and well, charging ahead. Kara Shillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, have you a trender? Labor Day is Labor Day.
It is Labor Day. That is, yes, trending. And this story, though, also trending. A 200-year-old museum in Rio. Did you hear about this?
No.
Was hit on Sunday by a massive fire, and the images are just incredible. It almost looks like scenes from a movie, and it showed its collection of more than 20 million items, ranging from everything with archaeological findings to historical memorabilia, all being destroyed. Now, there's no word yet as to if anybody died in this, or injuries, or the cause of the fire, or the extent of the damage. But the fire broke out after visiting hours and was still and is still growing overnight. So this, the images, though, are what really makes this just incredibly harrowing. And the fact that you have all of this memorabilia and all of these historical items, it's not something you see often here, are these, you know, is a huge fire in a museum like this. So that's the big story so far as far as disaster goes, I guess.
Right, it's a disaster story.
Yeah, I know.
All right. My read on the funeral is something that I actually watched. I sat in bed, and I don't know if fascinated is the right word, but for those who don't, the funeral, if there's another funeral to talk about, well, actually there is, because somebody passed away. I suppose maybe I ought to get to that first in terms of the dead report. Sometimes we get a chuckle among ourselves for what happens during this hour, or maybe on this day, Monday, we have a collective of all the people who died or were killed. The story of Vanessa Marquez, who was an actress on ER, who got killed in a police shooting in South Pasadena, Jennifer. 1100 block of Fremont Avenue. Where's that from where we had dinner?
Not far, about a mile or so.
It's the road that goes in from the freeway, isn't it? Is that Fremont?
No, it's actually a little more, I think, south from there.
Right. Okay. Anyway, Marquez was having seizures, appeared to be suffering from mental issues, according to the police report. After about 90 minutes of trying to offer her help, police said she armed herself with what appeared to be a handgun, and then police opened fire. The weapon turned out to be a BB gun. There's not much more available unless you know some more about it from having been there, having been close to that area. I don't know who she is. I don't watch ER, so her name doesn't ring a bell with me, and I can't see some of the other shows.
Even her face didn't look too familiar, but there are a couple of investigations going on right now. Not only L.A. County Sheriff's Department, but also the District Attorney's Office are looking at this just to make sure that everything was done by the book, but it's just very strange. She pointed it at officers. They didn't know it was a BB gun, and so they shot back. And
It wasn't dark? No, it was in the afternoon. So why couldn't you tell? BB guns, are they handguns that are BB guns? Can you get a handgun, BB gun? I've only seen the sort of pipe type that you look like a short rifle.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how much it looks, what the similarities are. I don't know. Mm. She was also in Stand and Deliver, though, and she was in Malcolm and Eddie and Wise Guy, so she had done some acting alongside of her work on ER, but really strange. I know that the headline in Variety today says, they caution against making judgments because I guess this is still just
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that's frustrating is I do feel like I've heard in multiple instances where someone is having a seizure or they're going to do a wellness check on someone and then that person ends up dying. And I feel like the whole point of a wellness check is the understanding that that person might not be in the best position or that something might be going on and they might not be in the right frame of mind. Otherwise, I don't know why you'd be doing a wellness check. And so I feel like there's got to be some kind of better way of going about doing that. That way I don't understand the point of doing a wellness check if the person ends up dead at the end. You know, obviously it's a hard situation if it looks like someone's pulling a gun on you, but it just feels like there's got to be a better way of going about dealing with
too much
people.
Of this stuff, it seems at the moment, those sorts of things going on. Also, I suppose as long as we're in the dead zone situation on the Colorado River, where divers are still looking for four people, I think, missing, and when something like that happens on a river there, it was a head-on boat crash right along the California-Arizona border. Nine people were injured, two of them critical, and four missing and presumed dead, which is probably a pretty fair assumption at this point. They were, one of them had 10 people, one of these recreational boats had 10 people, another one had six. They were on the Mojave, the river in the Mojave Regional Park. I don't know that area, Jennifer.
Mojave?
Mojave, yeah. Where's that?
How do you spell it?
M-O-A-B-I.
Oh. Mojave. Yeah, I've never heard that either.
San Bernardino.
I thought you were saying
County.
Mojave. Huh.
No. Well, I wonder if that's the right, if we have a misspelling here somehow or other, because that would make sense. Down in San Bernardino County.
No, Mojave's real. Regional Park. It says Needles, California, which means it's on the way out towards...
Yeah. Right on the edge of the border. Yep.
It goes, towards Laughlin, Needles, and that area. Yeah. That makes a little more sense.
Needles, the last city in California before you go into Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Statement said authorities are looking because these people are missing. There were three women, one man, according to the Mojave County Sheriff's Department. So we got Mojave and Mojave.
Right.
You're on the right part of both sides there. So I don't know. I've never been on one of those boat rides. Not necessarily there, but any one of those. I would likely be, although the person I was with the last 5 or 6 years didn't like being on the water. So I wouldn't like to go on my own. But I find these boat rides up and down rivers, not only in America, but you know the Viking Tour Company? Have you ever heard of them?
The riverboat cruises?
Riverboat cruises, yeah. Yeah, they're fabulous. Go around Europe and stuff. So, anyway, a crash had such impact that it threw people into the river. Some people jumped in, but others were thrown because the impact was so strong. So, what time of the day is this going on? How do you not see a boat coming at you going up and down a river? That's
a good question.
I think it is a good question, yes. All right, well, anyway. So we've gone into our own Deadpool, and that's what we've come up with here.
Let's come out, please.
I want to talk about the McCain funeral for a minute. I don't know if you watched any of it, Jennifer or Carrie, you saw any of it. I was quite moved and touched by much, if not most, of what was said, and I watched most of it. The funeral, this is the public funeral in the Washington Cathedral on Saturday. The notables, there were a number of notables from the Senate and Congress, family members, friends, the things that were said by the people that most everyone was paying attention to, Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, and George Bush, and Barack Obama. I thought the best line Obama came up, and there were some really good lines in both of them. I thought George Bush was very measured. He made reference to their political enmity that happened, especially during the 2000
campaign. No, he ran against both of them.
Yeah, right, he did. And the fact that he asked them both to speak. Remember, John McCain was the architect of his own funeral. He put together all the arrangements,
all
everything, down to all four of the funerals.
Yeah, he was the architect of all. I was just pointing out there were four of them. So, yeah.
Oh, I thought there were only two. It was Friday and Saturday. What happened?
Well,
what else?
There was the public procession, and then the funeral in Arizona, and then there was the Capitol Rotunda.
Oh,
and
I see, laying in state before the actual event. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. I think that there were a number of shots taken, interestingly enough, aimed at Bill Trump, at Donald Trump, and that was pretty obvious. I thought Obama's line of when he was talking, he said two things that were very and very interesting. One of them was describing himself. People think I'm fairly cool, calm, and collected. McCain, not so much. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about McCain having a regular sort of routine of going to the White House with regularity, and the two of them sitting there shooting the you-know-what for a long time when there was time available. I thought that was an interesting insight into both of them, actually. But I just... I became, as I listened to it, Jennifer, I became weary, and then other things have happened, conversations I've had with people over the weekend. I became weary of the realities of the kind of stuff that we are living with. And then I saw all the nasty stuff on social media aimed at any of the participants who said anything that may have been about Trump. And the funeral
was... Well, it shouldn't have been about Trump. I think that John McCain was a hero, and I think that he deserved the send-off that he wanted. I was taken aback, and I didn't get a lot of time to sit in front of the TV this weekend and watch it. I've been a little maxed out myself, but I think I was watching Meghan McCain, and I was watching, and I feel some sort of kinship with her because, you know, I think anybody who is a daughter looking at how close she was with her dad looks at this and goes, oh my gosh, you know, she was losing it. She was falling apart, and rightly so. And I was thinking to myself how difficult it is for the family to have to go through four separate services like this. Mm-hmm. And now, granted, that's what he wanted, and they're honoring him, and they did the best job they could in honoring it. I thought it was a lot. And I also thought for a group of services that were supposed to be kind of about uniting people and having people of both sides of the aisle work together, I thought it was odd that the underlying message was a middle finger to the president. If it was about uniting, he should have been invited.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a point. Yeah. That's a point to consider. All right, let's not leave it here. Let's talk a little more about it. I think food for
thought.
And
I'm not being critical because I think he's a patriot and he gets to do what he wants to do. But that was just what struck me, a couple of things, is, wow, this must be hard on the family.
Well, but what would you expect?
It's supposed to be about unity.
Yeah.
The services were longer than if a president had passed.
Yeah,
think about George H.W. Bush. He just passed recently, and it was not like this.
Hmm. Well, I don't know that he had the same... Well, he was a war hero as well, given what happened during World War II with him. That's an interesting point. It's a point to be taken. But we've made everything, maybe even in his passing, this shows you how remarkably divided the country, even in his passing... There are shots taken, and
like I said, I don't want that to be a shot because I have a lot of respect.
And also, quick note: H.W. is not dead. no bad will to him.
Barbara Bush.
Yeah, Barbara Bush.
I'm sorry, Barbara Bush.
H.W. is still alive.
But no, I mean Barbara Bush.
Yeah, I get your point.
Her funeral services.
Why did I not come back
ridiculous.
To that myself? I'm thinking myself.
I was sitting here for a second. Well, like, no, I don't.
That's
I
what
don't
I meant.
That funeral.
That's what I meant. I'm just tired. I've slept maybe 4 hours this weekend. I'm a little exhausted.
All right. Well,
when a president's wife passes, that's the same deal. So I don't know. It's just odd.
Hmm. I didn't find it. I'm not sure I'm on the same page with you, but I do think that there is a need for uniting. There's absolutely a need
absolutely.
For uniting.
Absolutely. There's
too much,
no doubt
way
about
too
that.
Much division.
But if you're going to do it, let's do it.
After the hour. 21 passed on the DJV program, Labor Day.
I'm David. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A new life, romance, that's why I thought I should go. And start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico.
This guy still sounds as good as he has sounded for 40 or 50 years.
He's amazing.
He really is. This is what I like about country. This is the kind of country music I really... You'd find me in your pew if we were to have more focus
pew?
On... What's in your pew? In the pew and your pew. Both of those things. George Strait, it's not about him other than his drummer, Mike Kennedy, having lost his life in a big crash in Tennessee over the weekend. He was 59. Yeah. The SUV driven by Kennedy hit a tractor trailer as the two vehicles merged into another lane, a one lane from two. Tractor trailer careened into another vehicle after that. Kennedy was not wearing a seatbelt. It's unlikely a seatbelt would have saved his life, however. Nobody else was injured in the crash. Kennedy was George Strait's drummer for 30 years, first appearing on the album Holding My Own before taking up residency as Strait's touring drummer, a member of the Entertainer's famed Ace in the Hole backing band. Kennedy was also credited with working with the Jimmy Johnson, Ricky Skaggs, and Freddie King. So George Strait releasing a statement saying, quote, "Hard to put into words how much Mike's passing has affected us all. Our hearts are broken. It's going to be a very strange thing not to be able to look over and see him there in his spot on stage." And very emotional as well, I'm sure, for all of us who are his fans. The band will never be the same. As part of us is gone forever. We all love Mike, and we'll miss him terribly. He was just as solid a friend to us all as he was a drummer, and that was damn solid. Our hearts and prayers are with the family, and the Lord has him now rest in peace. Strait retired from regular touring in 2014, but he's in Las Vegas on the 7th of December this year, Jennifer.
Yeah, he goes like once a year and he does a few shows. I saw his retirement tour for my birthday, actually, if you remember, in 14. Amazing.
Yeah.
He just stands on the stage and he just plays his guitar.
He's got
and
that,
it's so good.
That charisma. Is a George Strait charisma that's made it into movies. Have you ever seen any of the George Strait movies? Usually about country life, but they're
He's got such a solid, real, steady hand about him and whatever his performance mode. So that's too bad. Here's the story of singer Dustin Lynch's summer, as it seems to have gotten better as we get close to the end of it. Invitation, Jen Jen, to join the Grand Ole Opry.
Nice.
Trace Adkins surprised him while he was performing at the Opry last week. I knew you'd like that.
Sorry, I think I just did that by mistake. Oops.
Yeah.
Subliminal.
Subliminal, yes. Removing his hat, Lynch was clearly overwhelmed while Adkins spoke. Said, quote, all the folks at Grand Ole Opry are very selective. Maybe we think that Dustin Lynch is going to carry on in that grand tradition. I don't have a voice that makes it so I can sound like Trace Adkins, but those are his words.
Nobody Lynch does, said, don't worry.
I know. I can't even talk or I'll start crying. I want to say we'd not be here without you, guys and girls. Lynch also recalled his first ever Opry performance, March 2nd, 2012, when he performed Cowboys and Angels. I'll never forget that day, he said. His official introduction takes place the 18th. His induction follows other recent ones for Chris Jansen, who became a member earlier this year, and Chris Young, who became an inductee last year. Lynch released his third album called Current Mood in September of last year, followed his hit single Small Town Boy with I'd Be Jealous Too. Earlier this year, Lynch played supporting dates on Brad Paisley's Weekend Warrior tour, Jennifer. And he's gearing up for The Reason to Drink, another tour with Cole Swindell, launching October in Tuscaloosa. So that's sort of a country move and update section of our musical focus and prowess. 28 past the hour.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anti-violence protests expected to fill the streets of the city of Chicago today, where police are preparing for demonstrators to take over parts of the Kennedy Expressway and likely disrupt traffic from O'Hare International Airport. The protest being led by the Reverend Gregory Livingston, part of the same group that shut down Lakeshore Drive on the 2nd of August. Protesters looking for more economic investment in the west and south sides of the city. 5 days of national mourning are over after the burial of Senator John McCain yesterday, as the motorcade carrying the body to Annapolis was passing through Bowie, Maryland. People gathered on a highway overpass to watch it.
You reflect on all the many emotional moments that people have shared, and you realize this is just one of the great ones.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Check your numbers, see if you won anything. Actually, that's what I was just doing.
I won.
You did. Where'd you win? You won by
some time with you, Dougie.
Yes, that's very sweet. Thank you very much. Yep, that's a good way.
What did you play that you won?
You know, every once in a while I get silly, and I was in a convenience store getting a bottle of water, interestingly enough.
And then you get the itch, right? You're like, maybe
now's my time. Yeah, I looked at all this stuff.
I know, everyone's
silly. Give me one of everything. And so I had lucky.
The scratchers or the...
No, I did get scratchers. I won $20 the last time I had a scratcher, which was a month or so ago.
Not bad.
And I went to, they have a game in Massachusetts, Mass Cash and Lucky for Life and Powerball and Megabucks and, you know, the usual stuff, Mega Millions. And, gee, I didn't win, Jennifer.
But you're not the only big winner. What yesterday, Jeff got a call from his son, who is...
Jeff is Jennifer's other side, other half, yes.
And so the phone rang, and he goes, Mommy gave me a scratcher, and I won $2. Should I take the money or get two more tickets?
Two more tickets, kid.
So like a good dad, Jeff said, you should take the money. Take the money.
Really? All right. That's good.
Yeah. A little gambling.
Is there a limit to how old you can be to win?
Yeah.
So when 18, you're playing?
You have to be 18. But I think it was kind of the thing like my parents used to do where they'd hand me one and say, here, scratch this. You're good
just
luck.
Just for fun. Yeah. Right. All right, so that's that story. This is the DJV program. Labor Day is upon us. Jennifer is here. Kara's here. The Dougster is here. Today, public federal holiday. honors the American labor movement contributions workers have made to our country. Starting in 1882, Labor Day began being organized, celebrated by labor unions. Oregon actually was the first state, you know that, to make Labor Day an official holiday, 1887. Economic downturn in 1893, and by 1894 there was a depression. 18% of the country's population was out of work in 1894. We think that depressions and recessions are recent, but they are not. They are part of what has become an industrial economy. So the first really big recession was after the, you know, the, in terms of labor, the 1880s saw the beginning. Right after the Civil War, things started to change. It's interesting. After big wars, there is all, in sort of modern history anyway, all of this fresh approach. Look at all the things that happened after World War, well, after World War I, there was a lot of horror because World War I was so badly managed, and then after it, the management of the vanquished and those who were losers, the vanquished, it was horrible, actually. And that's one of the reasons we had a depression in the late 1920s and early 30s, because the world, the markets had started to develop, and then we started to become dependent on other economies beside our own, and our economy fell apart because of the, in part, the Dust Bowl. There was a horrible drought, 1929, 1930, and that, it was in, at the same time, when I think at one point in time in this country, it was like 48% of the people were unemployed. Anyway, back to the Labor Day realities. Wages were cut by the Pullman Palace Car Company in Illinois. Workers went on strike. Again, remember, this is the Industrial Revolution was marked by the beginning of railroad service. The railroads going all across the country, opening up markets, and that made the economy even bigger and bolder. Pullman made the cars that were, you know, the seating cars, the overnight cars. That's where, you know, the Pullman, it was called the Palace Car Company, but Pullman train cars were where obviously the seats were. So the American Railway Union, led by a guy named Eugene Debs, I remember studying him in political science, workers from the ARU refused to handle Pullman rail cars. So the rail, in sympathy, the car company went out of business, so it didn't go out of business, but where they had strikes. And then the unions, which were just beginning to have strength, the railroad unions, and we'll see through the course, starting about this time, through actually into the 1950s and 60s, the unions, the railroads were unbelievable. So the president at the time was Grover Cleveland, not one of our brightest lights. He sent in the troops. This is, I think, there. What's that law that that doesn't allow us to use federal troops on our own people? What's that law called, Jennifer? You remember?
Oh, darn, it's on the tip of my tongue.
You know, well, but you know what I'm talking about, because there's a law that started at this point in time, originated, that does not allow you to send, as president, in, you know, you can nationalize the National Guard for emergencies, but not something like this. The strike was put down. People were killed. It was at this time that Labor Day was pushed through as a federal holiday in order to placate the labor movement. This was a bitter time when unions were coming into their own, very bitter time in this country. Anyway, so 30 states observed the holiday as of the end of this era, and some groups wanted Labor Day to take place May 1st, which was International Workers' Day, but President Cleveland did not want that day to evoke memories of the situation that existed when all those people were killed. So, the labor movement in our country has certainly gone through a downturn. Some people blame it on leadership, that is, political leadership. I don't happen to be in agreement with that. I think that the labor unions and the movement became a victim of its own doing, frankly, or undoing, because there was just, it became ridiculous, especially now. Still, the only unions that I know of that have any teeth are the public unions, and there are those that would argue that they don't, but there are in circumstances, and I always go back to this situation 4 years ago when that teacher in Los Angeles put his sperm in the brownies and fed his kids.
On the crackers,
it took him 2 years to get rid of that guy because of the union.
Even longer, kind of, I think.
Was it longer than that? Yeah.
Because of tenure. So. Yeah, he was tenured and he just had the union protection and that was that.
I don't think, I've been in six unions in my life, and I don't think any one of them has either A, got me a job or helped me hold on to a job. I don't have a lot of, and I say this maybe with too much of a blanket coverage, because there are certainly good things that have come out of the labor union movement. But then again, as I said, the outrage of some of these things just going too far, some of the feather bedding that went on the railroads, and it's not as bad here in this country as it is in other countries. And I suppose it depends on your definition of bad. Good for people who aren't qualified or capable. They get protected by the union too often. And, you know, you look at some of the jobs where people... I told you the story, I think, a few months ago. The fellow who runs the Public Works Department in Framingham, who has he's actually in charge of buildings and grounds, become a fairly good friend. And so we were talking once about his taking over the department from the fellow who retired. And the first meeting he had was with somebody who had been 38 years in the department, and he was proud because he hadn't worked for 34 of the 38 years. Mm-hmm. And the guy says, this isn't acceptable. I want you to work at least 25 hours a week. The guy says, I haven't worked 25 hours a week in 37 years.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. I mean, that boldness. Yeah. And then he took his retirement papers and got out. But, yeah, that's the question. Can you imagine the situation being that bad? And it is. Those of you who are listening that belong to labor unions and are wanting to spit at me at the moment, sorry about that. But I'm not sorry about my... But I think there are good reasons. There certainly have been, because ownership and management and the kinds of stuff, the sweatshops, kids at the age of 8 or 10 working, you know, those sorts of things needed to be corrected. Labor unions were necessary, and then they got out of control. Like so many other things that happen that, you know, have something good, and then it gets bad because it goes too far. And I'm interested in comments from the two of you. Victoria,
no, I agree
today,
with you.
Jennifer is in Carrie's. Yeah,
I think that labor unions had a huge place in society many years ago. But I think now that everybody's able to have easy and fair access to legal representation, and we have already such a watch over practices of business that I don't even know that you need it. And that's what was so significant about the victory in the Supreme Court this past summer. Before they went out of session, there was a case that started in California where I live, and it was Rebecca Fredericks, I believe, is her name. She was a teacher who wanted to opt out of the labor unions because she was upset that most of the money would go to spend to back political campaigns instead of actual stuff for workers. And so she took this case all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in her favor. It was the Janus ruling. And what is unclear is how this is going to affect the elections, not necessarily this year, but in 2020, because so much of that money that was given to unions can now be taken away by workers who maybe don't want to make a full-fledged press against them, but certainly don't want their contributions to go towards political spending, and they'll now be given that choice. And that's huge. That's historic.
Yeah, and that's another one of the vagaries of unionism, frankly, at this point, become very, very political. And I don't think, why would you think that just because you belong to a union, it automatically is going to contribute to somebody that you don't want to contribute to? And it should be that the way that ruling came down was the way it ought to be, frankly. 45 past the hour. So anyway, happy Labor Day. A lot of, car dealers and
sales
stores, pretty much everybody. Government banks are closed, but that's about it. Everything else is open. So,
but you're going to get sales galore today.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of sales.
Yeah. You all right, money that you're laboring for.
Yes, right, exactly. Spend it now. So let's talk about the situation with Serena and her opponent. Serena beat Venus Jennifer, did you see this? You've been busy doing a lot of other things.
I know. I did not get to see this over the weekend, but I know it made huge headlines. Anytime these sisters are in the news, they seem to be the ones that capture our attention pretty well, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Serena Williams, there wasn't any gloating. It was Serena over Venus 6-1, 6-2 in the third round of the U.S. Open. She posted a sweet photo.
They were hugging it out on social media.
Of the two of them. Right, exactly. Later on, she said, quote, "It's not easy. She's my best friend." Well, so why is there a match?
What, why
so
not?
Why are they?
Because you have to be competitive. Yeah.
In this circumstance.
I mean, like, people in the NFL and the NBA and stuff, I'm sure, are friends, but they still play against each other because they like football.
Hmm. Speaking of that, it looks like there has been a very interesting development if you're following the season as it gets started. The Broncos parted ways with first-round pick Paxton Lynch. He was the one-time starting quarterback, and some thought the heir apparent to Peyton Manning's Super Bowl 50 deal. They trimmed their roster. Team picked up quarterback Kevin Hogan. This is a fall for him, and John Elway didn't look good either. If you look around at all of the
problem with Paxton Lynch is they tried to trade him to get something for him,
yeah,
and no one wanted him. And so that was
why. Is he old? What's his problem? He looks like kind of a weird looking duck. His physique doesn't exactly give you the sense that he's a powerhouse.
Well, he's a big guy, but
yeah,
I guess they were looking at the Carolina Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys because they they have a system that would fit someone like him, who is just a giant. But they said that neither team, the Panthers or the Cowboys, were actually willing to give up any assets, not even any minor league or semi-pro people. So, yeah, so there he goes. Cut and away.
Bye-bye. See you later. All right, let's see what else here. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans celebrated the retirement of team dog Deuce. Served the team by delivering balls to the umpire and rounding the bases after all the victories. The Pelicans didn't prevail in Deuce's send-off game on Thursday, which was the team's last home game of the season, but they got the chance to collect treats placed on each of the bases.
Aww.
Kind of cute.
That's been cute.
Yeah, right.
Pelicans, I thought it was kind of funny. They did it. You had this tribute video to
yes,
the time
right
of your life with Green Day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They tweeted the video as well, writing, "Since 2008, Deuce has greeted fans in the pro shop, run the umpire's fresh baseballs, and circled the bases after each one of the birds' wins. Tonight, after 10 years, we celebrate the best-known dog in Myrtle Beach and wish this very good boy a happy retirement."
Deuce.
Aww. Yeah, my son has a dog named Deuce. Very nicely done. All right, here's a way to nicely clean your teeth. For those of you who haven't heard the story, a lot of people listen on holidays like today that don't normally listen because they're at work, or stations carry the program because their morning person is too lazy to get out of bed on on holidays.
Not that? Like us. We're up.
Not
now.
Like us. And I would give you this bit of advice, if that's what you're, I guess we could categorize this under advice. If you've got yellow teeth, stained teeth, you want them whitened, go to Power Swabs and get it to work for you. Call 800-208-1797. This is the most fabulous way to use this all-natural patented tooth detergent to clean the stains off your teeth, your caps, your veneers. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, 50% off the retail price. Clean up those teeth. 800-208-1797.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now 53 after the hour, those of you who are maybe new to the program, we touch bases considering all of the things going on in the world. We're interested in giving you updates on lots of different things, including technology. That's usually the activity Victoria Keelan enjoys as much as anything else on the program. Because she's not here today, I get the honors of bringing you up to date on a couple of technology items. Samsung, for example, announcing a partnership with Ticketmaster that allows their digital assistant, Bixby, to discover and purchase tickets to live events through Bixby's voice technology. Samsung Galaxy Note 9 users will now be able to ask Bixby for information about artists or teams or locations and event dates, that kind of stuff. The feature activated by saying phrases like, "Hi, Bixby, find concert tickets in Framingham." Well, not Framingham, wherever you live. Or, "Hi, Bixby, what sporting events are happening in Boston this weekend?" Bixby, in turn, then sends results about the inquiry to your phone in order for you to select seats, confirm order details, and finalize ticket purchases. That's pretty interesting. Ticketmaster adds the Samsung Bixby integration to a list of collaborations with a wide range of third-party apps like Spotify and Groupon, and that sort of thing. Discovering and buying tickets with Ticketmaster through Bixby, currently available in North America, and now live for users of the Samsung Galaxy Note 9. If you got one of those, then you can go to town. There's some new information that's been released on what to expect in the upcoming final season of The Big Bang Theory. Let's listen to that.
The Geek Out. All good things must come to an end, and so it goes for the TV sitcom for the geeks. The Big Bang Theory and CBS have announced the historic show will end its run after this upcoming 12th season. The comedy is the longest-running multi-camera series in TV history and has taped a record 279 episodes. The show is credited with bringing the lifestyle of comic books, technology, superheroes, and outer space into the mainstream, and the show has won numerous Emmys and other awards, and of course has made its cast incredibly wealthy. Just wait till the syndication money rolls in. The final season starts on September the 24th with Amy and Sheldon's honeymoon, but The Big Bang Theory will air its series finale sometime in May 2019.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, let's see what else is happening here. DC Universe streaming service is coming. Do you know that? The superhero-focused platform will be the home to original programming as well as their classics. Fans have long wondered when DC would offer up comic services similar to Marvel, which gives readers access to tens of thousands of books from the Marvel Library for a monthly fee. DC Universe eliminating the distinction between fans of their heroes on TV, movies, or on the page. And membership is also going to include access to curated selections from the DC Comics Library. So if you're a fan of DC Comics, this is something, a new service being launched this month. It's, what, $7.99 a month? Okay. That's something that those of you, I don't know, it's not my cup of tea, but my son.
It's actually pretty cool because, you know, I watch some of these movies, all those superhero movies that are out, and then I have friends who have read the comic books, and they try and fill me in on all the backstory. Yeah. And it's a lot to take in because there are a ton of comics. And they're all pretty expensive now, too, because they're, you know, old and classic. So now you can actually read all of those without having to go out and buy them yourself. Which
here's the story of a new Dutch website offering tips on how to get rid of a lover. The main service being offered for women is to tell their man they want to have a baby, and for men to tell their partner their underwear is too big. That's an interesting sight. It's proving to be very popular. 200,000 hits last month alone. Oh, there you go. Tips on how to...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.